Well, I thought that was a very appropriate waiata to play, don't you think? Te kaui mua matawaia from Huaki Puanaki, because our next kaikōrero, our rangatira from Ngāti Hene, Peter Tipene, me tukumihi kia koe, Peter. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon on Irirangi Waiatia. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, Claudette. It is a privilege to follow that waiata. Very meaningful.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're on a fact-finding mission here at Irirangi Waiata. We haven't talked lately about how our negotiations are going with Minister Andrew Little around treaty settlements. Have you got an update for us?
Yes, I have, Claudette. And can I start by acknowledging you and Waiata for interviewing the likes of me? I'm one voice up here in, amongst the hapū of Ngāpuhi, because everybody's wondering what's happening. There's been a hiatus for a couple of years, but I think things are really starting to happen now. And not only do I acknowledge you and Waiata, but I acknowledge the Minister Andrew Little and his chief negotiator, Sir Brian Roach. They've been talking to the hapū collectives within Ngāpuhi. As well, most people will know that for a long time, since 2008, the government were trying to corral all of the hapū of Ngāpuhi into one large natural grouping and one settlement. And the hapū of Ngāpuhi wouldn't have a bar of that because they've always wanted to negotiate and achieve the redress for their various claims as they wanted to, not as the government wanted to. So Andrew Little and Sir Brian Roach have been working with Ngāpuhi hapū on that basis. And as far as I can see, they'll be up here shortly to keep those conversations going. As the various collectives, I know for sure, us here in Ngāti Hine and our nine hapū have all been very, very clear that we will negotiate and achieve redress, all things going well, as Ngāti Hine. So I know Whangaroa are doing the same and the other collectives are doing the same as well.
That's very good news indeed. I did have an opportunity to speak with Andrew Little, you know, a couple of years ago before, more than a couple of years ago, around Tū Horonuku, and he was very adamant at that time when he came in as the minister that it would be a negotiation with one large natural grouping. So it's good that he has now listened to reason and listened to the voice of the hapū, because we weren't sure what he was going to do, but it appeared as though he was going to just follow suit from the previous government and continue down this track. So with that in mind, he did also bring up the point around he whakapūtanga as well too, and having discussions around he whakapūtanga. Is that going to also be part and parcel of any treaty negotiations, or is that going to be something very separate?
Oh, look, I want to be really as clear as possible on this. The hapū of Ngāpuhi would never consider he whakapūtanga being part of any conversation, conversations about redress or settlement. So that's just an absolute red flag to the hapū, if that's even considered. In saying that, what I think, I'm quite sure that Andrew Little has said the government welcomes a conversation about the whakapūtanga. So this is just Peter Tipene speaking. I have no mandate at all to say that that this is the position of anybody other than myself, is that I think those conversations have to be held sooner rather than later, but they must not be misconstrued for talks about claims and about whenua and any of those things there. They are very separate.
You mentioned the treaty negotiator, Sir Brian Roach. That's the Crown negotiator. Can I just clarify that?
Yes. So he's in charge of working with the collectives of hapū to work towards achieving their redress.
And you're okay with him? You're very happy with him?
Oh, look, I'm like many other people in Ngāpuhi, always been very, very distrustful of the government, cautious at best. I watch, like anybody else, Brian Roach, and I liken it, and I've said this to Sir Brian Roach, the trust that I have with him is very similar to the gas gauge on my car. And it started off that the needle was in the place where one of my sons, when he brought the car back, the needle was on empty. But I'd just like to say that the needle has been moving up. And as far as I can see, Sir Brian Roach is a man of honour and a man of his word. So I'm learning to trust him a lot more than I did initially.
Well, that's good to hear, because he was involved in the health inquiry as well, and also too with our COVID MIQ strategy plan, and he was less than what? How should we say? Māori strategies were not part of his bigger picture.
Well, I can see Brian Roach's image on a lot of photographs and on TV at the moment, because he's been given some very sensitive and complicated matters to work through. If ever there was a complicated matter, it is the redress for the hapū within Ngāpuhi. And there only has to be one step in the wrong direction and a lot of trust gets lost immediately.
Yes, that is quite correct. Now, the Crown had a hui with Te Huku o Te Ika, the Crown Social Accord. Any comments
yes.
to make?
I'm not sure what that meeting was about. I know that the Social Accord had been put together by the iwi in the very far north in Te Huku o Te Ika. It's been a while since that was put in place. From what I can gather, it is not at the place that the iwi would like. So it is an example for us here in Ngāpuhi to watch, because we don't want to go down a road if it's not going to bring about the benefits for our people that we expect.
My point was, is there going to be a type of accord with the Crown and Ngāpuhi, with the hapū of Ngāpuhi?
Oh, look, I'd be getting ahead of myself if I said, while I'm sure that Ngāti Hine and its nine hapū want to seek our own redress and have our own negotiations, there is one aspect that we want to work with the rest of Ngāpuhi, and that is he whakaputanga, as we did when we took the case to the Waitangi Tribunal in 2010 and 2011, and certainly when we have our next Te Kotahi Tangahui on the 8th of September, which is a Wednesday, at Kohepata Marae in Kaikohe. That is one of the things that will be top of discussion.
Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon. Wonderful to kōrero with you always. We haven't had a chance to catch up in the last month or so, so it's very much appreciated. Thanks very much.
Thanks for your mahi too, kōrero. Kia ora.
Me tuku mihi kia.